Oh my God, dude.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know. What the Someone send us some better intros, please.
Flash fry!
I feel dirty. Why do I feel dirty and used after watching that? I don't know.
The formatting was terrible. The
what?
Sound
Flash
mixing.
Fry!
Concept, everything was just awful.
I mean, fuck.
Is it so bad, TJ, that you're gonna...
Is our audience so bereft of talent that that's what I have to use?
TJ, is it so
intro?
Bad that you're gonna fucking show up at YouTube headquarters and... Oh, wait, never mind. Never mind, TJ.
I don't think that was a lack of talent on display. I think that that was just showed the darkness of our audience, man.
The dark hearts.
What have they become?
My sweetest friend. All right. So we got this this bitch, Nassim. What is her name? Nassim.
Don't ask me to say it. It's one of them foreign-y type of names.
Nagdam,
you know?
Or some shit. Nassim Nagdam. Let me just pull it up.
Well, she's a...
Agdam, dude.
A fucking total rarity as far as mass shooters because... She's a woman.
Yeah, and non-white, too.
Yeah, so...
What the fuck?
I guess
what the fuck, mass shooters?
I guess the SJWs are not happy with this shooting. They're like, white man... Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
I retweeted a screenshot of a bunch of these SJW fucking people before the shooting happened. We're all like, guaranteed white male. Guaranteed white male.
Well, you don't mean before the shooting happened, before it was revealed.
Well, I mean before the identity was revealed.
That's what, yeah.
You know it's going to be another white male. You know it.
Well, little late on the draw there.
Yeah, that's why you don't make those kind of, you know, predictions. And if you do, you give yourself a little wiggle room.
Guaranteed
like,
white male. Wasn't white male.
Yeah, what was the shit I saw on your Twitter that people were saying they were pulling down videos that were critical of YouTube? So.
Yeah. Well, before we do that, I guess we should quickly pimp our Patreon out. We got some new episodes coming out. As you guys know, or maybe some of you don't know, because we got a few new subscribers since last time we maybe explained this, is our Monday videos, as well as these Wednesday flash frides, are free to everybody. Our Friday episodes are... exclusive to patrons. So if you want to get in on that, it's $5 a month to join our Patreon. That's down below. Don't want to waste too much time on that, but did want to put that out there.
And for everyone wondering, the archive is coming this month. People are saying, what about the old episodes before I joined? You're going to be able to view all of the episodes.
I mean, well, you still can.
You already can. You just got to do some scrolling through our feed. But
you already can do it, but it's going to be in one place.
Yeah, there's going to be we're going to have launched within this month an archive site that can be accessed by our patrons. Anyway.
Sweet.
So blah, blah, blah. Fuck that. I don't even want to do that. That's something Scotty makes me do.
He wants
me to promote this Patreon.
No,
like, I don't give a flying fuck if
really,
you motherfuckers
TJ?
Get on Patreon or not.
Really, TJ? You
greedy, I don't give
fat
a fuck. Fun. Actually, I do. I like your money. Anyway. Boogie. Boogie 2, I can't even remember his stupid numbers, but
the fat guy Boogie. That's no longer going to be fat eventually because he got his surgery thing.
Fat gastric bypass
but
divorce
Boogie.
Guy that's, every, you know.
Fat gastric bypass divorce guy.
Well, those are the key
he
things
he should use
I know
that as the
him.
Tagline for his channel now.
Those are the things I know about him. Anyway, yeah, he took down some recent videos he did where he was criticizing YouTube because... of the tragedy. So I guess YouTube is now, everything they did is now right because they got shot at.
First of all, YouTube didn't experience a tragedy. The people that got shot and their families experienced a tragedy. YouTube is still a piece of shit. Why are we going to give them leeway just because somebody freaked out and shot up their headquarters?
I personally don't give them any leeway for that. I don't see how that changes a goddamn thing.
It doesn't.
But I don't know. I think the real reason that Boogie and I think some other people have followed suit have done that is because they don't want to be
insensitive.
Well, no, they don't want to be kind of associated with the shooter. Like, oh, she complained about YouTube shitty policies, and so did this guy. So he's obviously just as liable to go. I mean, like, Boogie's not going to shoot up YouTube. He's too fucking fat. He couldn't even fit through the door. I mean, you know.
Come on, dude.
He get caught in the doorway.
He can fit through the door.
Nah, dude.
They got those double doors that they can open up for conventions.
I mean,
and
I guess
shit.
He could be loaded in the cargo bay or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they definitely got cargo receiving area.
Boogie delivery. Boogie delivery.
Now come here so I can shoot you.
All right, now run out these bullets. Oh, I can't pull the trigger.
Everybody slow down. It's too hard to run after you to shoot you.
Worst shooter ever. But the this is a pretty strange shooter we got on our hands here with this one. This Nassim Agdam. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that somewhere in the vicinity of correct.
Well, I mean, she was a vegan.
Yeah, a woman.
She was like,
yeah, vegan PETA activist,
yeah,
like
a major animal rights activist,
a member of the Baha'i religion.
Baha'i. That's like an offshoot of
Islam. I think it originated in Iran. It's popular in some Middle Eastern countries. It's kind of persecuted. It teaches sort of this all religions are a path to God sort of bullshit.
So that's a big no-no.
It's supposed to be this big peace. You know, it's supposed to be a really super peaceful religion. Obviously, in this bitch's instance, she was not practicing it peacefully.
We got to crack down on these Baha'is coming in, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Too many of them.
Too many goddamn Baha'is flowing in.
Too many fucking Baha'is.
Well, actually, from what I read, she encountered the police, the Mountain View Police, which is where Google is located, at about 2 a.m. actually interviewed her and talked to her for about 20 minutes. And, you know, she just claimed to be homeless and, you know, just trying to make it in the Bay Area, which obviously we found is not to be true. She drove from San Diego, where she was living with her family. And then perpetuated this attack. I don't know what time was it, maybe 10 or 11 a.m.
So she actually was interviewed by the police the day she did this?
Yeah, about 2 a.m. before. Wow. And her father actually spoke with the police and said that, because he actually had given several warnings that she was very upset with YouTube and Google, and she was planning to go to the headquarters to...
actually have video of her father, or I don't know if it's video of her father, but it's a story about...
the shooting.
Yeah, her father warning the police, I guess, before the shooting.
Yeah, he did.
The father of Nassim Agdam told CBS News his daughter was very upset with YouTube, and he warned police about her. Her numerous videos touch on a wide range of subjects and include parodies. Police believe the people she shot were chosen at random. Maria Villarreal is at Zuckerberg.
Does that kind of video production remind you of anybody?
Maria, good morning.
Corpse Midget, kind of.
Yeah, or Onision.
Yeah,
Onision.
I was thinking Onision.
I mean, the heavy reliance on green screens. I think she reminds me more of Corpse Midget because I can never understand what the fuck he's saying. I can't understand what she's saying either, and it's kind of low production quality. Onision tends to put shit together a little bit better than that, I feel like.
Yeah.
But
same MO, though. Same kind of...
If I'd found out... Because, look, when this shooting happened... Well, let's just look at this story real quick.
Sure.
Well, good morning. All three of the victims that were shot are recovering here at the South San Francisco Hospital. The male victim is in critical condition. The suspect in this case, though, we know seemed to hold a grudge against YouTube. In a number of online complaints, she actually said that she thought her videos were being targeted unfairly by the company's filters.
They probably were
being discriminated and filtered.
I mean, like, YouTube isn't like looking at this one bitch and being like, ha 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 ha. But
no, it's not singling
YouTube's,
her out, but...
YouTube's policies definitely discriminate against certain types of content for sure, undeniably.
On YouTube, and I'm not the only one.
In a 2-minute YouTube video, Nassim Agdam complains about the company's policies. An animal rights.
What the fuck?
See, that's corpse midgety to me.
Yeah,
it really is.
Agdam's YouTube posts included music videos and exercise routines. She had over 10,000 subscribers on her YouTube channels, all of which have now been taken down. On her personal website, she claimed YouTube tried to reduce her views and money she earned by applying age restrictions to some of her videos. Like this workout video, which prompted her to call and complain to the company.
I contacted support team, and they also said the same thing. There are some inappropriate things in your video.
What? Okay. Well, I mean, obviously, I don't want to take the side of the shooter here, but... I'm going to take the side of the shooter here. What's wrong with that video?
I mean, maybe they didn't show the part right after that where she pulls her tits out and starts diddling her clit.
Does she start fingering her butthole later in the video or something? Because what I saw there didn't really seem too offensive.
Yeah, but I mean, the YouTube policies we know are just widely... there's no... The application of the policies is so fucking disparate. There's not like there's any sort of policy that is enacted by YouTube. It's like, okay, it's uniform. We all understand how this policy is applied. Like, no profanity. If you curse, then it's going to get an age restriction. Like, some YouTubers can do whatever they want and seemingly just get away with it. They're never penalized in any way. And then there's other YouTubers that are never allowed to do anything.
You know what happened when this story broke yesterday? I was on Twitter and, you know, I posted some stuff. I mean, the first thing I posted, I actually ended up taking down because, like, people were like, this is the tweet that's going to get you banned. I'm like, oh, shit. I guess I better not post it.
What did you post?
I said, YouTube's chickens are coming home to roost.
Oh, shit.
I was like, nope.
That is a little edgy.
All right. No. Too much. Well, I saw other people making equally edgy jokes later. Like, I saw one guy be like, I guess YouTube headquarters is now YouTube Red headquarters.
Damn.
It's like, damn, dude.
That's pretty.
And they call me the Edgelord. All right. But no, I mean, like, one of the things I posted real early on, though, was, you know, I was talking about, like, you know, this is, I wonder what disgruntled YouTuber this is. And people were like getting pissed about that and being like, don't joke about this. Don't joke about a disgruntled YouTuber being the one who did it. I'm like, who the fuck else would have motive to do it?
Yeah, like, what?
That's the clearest motive that jumps into my mind. And I actually was sitting there thinking about it, and I was like, you know, Onision was actually a name that popped in my head. Like, I wonder if it's going to be like Onision or something.
Oh, there's no way it'd be him, dude. He's too much of a con artist.
Just an Onision impersonator.
Yeah. So it was funny when you guys mentioned him earlier, because I kind of thought, like, you know, who do I know that might be the person doing this?
Well, it's someone that feels like they're totally wronged by YouTube. I mean, she clearly did. She was actively, like, you know, we've dealt with YouTube before, and we kind of just accept it, like, they're a giant faceless corporation. They're not going to really listen to our pleas. Like,
yeah, there's nobody on the end on the other end of the line.
Part of me was crossing my fingers for the manatee, too, but I knew his ass was never going to go that far.
Yeah, right.
It requires travel.
Yeah,
gotta,
too many.
How far I got to, like, go?
He's got to walk.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
It's just not.
It's not his
out
style.
Of his wheelhouse, but
not his style.
I gotta walk out of, like, out of his wheelhouse.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Requires me. Walking, not in the Brett Keane wheelhouse. Yep. All right.
You know, I hate to be controversial about this too, but she only wounded 3, and the only death was herself, dude. I gotta say it. Never send a woman to do a man's job.
You know, that's another thing I said early on is, like, I was like, I'm hearing rumors it's a female shooter. So this just shows that you girls can do anything a man can do. But now that I see zero fucking cat, I mean, like, I guess if the dude dies that's in critical condition, then we can give her a score of 1. But yeah, still, pretty pitiful.
Pretty bad.
You're not too good at I mean,
it's
I'm not
sad that we've reached that point in this country where we're like, man, that's a pretty terrible mass shooting score there.
But you know what? She's got some, you know, she's unique. I think she's going to be one of the shooters that sticks in our minds. Her difficult to pronounce name is probably kind of a thing against her. But just how weird she is, it's definitely in her favor.
I mean,
a lot
of these people are weird. It's more that she did something that's more ideologically motivated as opposed to, you know.
Well, she's super weird, though. I mean, look at this crazy
bitch. She's really fucking weird, but.
So this is her website here.
I don't think anyone would ever imagine someone's going to go shoot up YouTube headquarters because they're mad about the way that their videos and the YouTube policy have been applied to their channel.
No one would ever imagine shooting up YouTube headquarters. It's not a.
I mean, to actually do it, though, I mean, this is the internet we're talking about.
Yeah, sure.
People make millions of fucking threats a day, like, I'll do this, I'll do that. Facebook fucked me over, they banned my account. And for someone to actually do it is incredibly rare.
So here's this bitch. She's other than her fucking obvious crazy eyes, she's not unreasonably, unattractive or anything. I mean, she looks, like, pretty good. Obviously, her videos have all been taken down by YouTube in another fucking YouTube censorship scandal.
Well, I just love that they can take down these videos that didn't have any violence or anything in them, but can't figure out how to ban Elsa getting cornholed by her OGBYN or whatever the fuck.
Well, of course, they're going to terminate the channel.
It's like,
point.
We took her videos down because she shot at us, goddammit. It's like, okay, well, I guess fair enough.
But that shows you the, but that shows you the cultural impact of YouTube at this point is that you have all the. I mean, there was a mass shooter that was on there.
I'll tell you a weird thing.
You were involved with a mass shooter.
Don't say it like that, motherfucker.
You were involved with a mass shooter.
I was not involved. Didn't you with a mass shooter?
Hold on, let me. Didn't you encourage a mass shooting one time? Is that a better way to couch it?
No, it's not.
There's actually two people that made attacks on. Actually, what was it, schools?
All right,
it was the one guy that shot up a school.
Weren't you somehow responsible for a mass shooting and somehow evaded justice up until now?
Yeah, that's right.
And then also,
that's right, Paul.
And then also, someone stabbed some people to school or something. And TJ was also.
So here's what happened. Okay, here's what both of the things you guys are referencing here.
Yeah.
The first thing is Natural Selector 89 from back in the day.
Oh, you're still chummy with him, huh? Still remember his name? Got it. Okay.
He's dead. He's long dead. He went off and he shot some people. I actually was someone who came on YouTube and warned against that because there was this whole little enclave of YouTubers who were like worshiping at the feet of Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold.
What, they're like social Darwinists and
shit? And they all did the social Darwinist thing and how Hitler was good and all this other stuff. They had all this crazy beliefs.
Purge all the weak people from
and
the
I
world.
Said you know, I'm like, hey, you know, guys, I think we need to watch these channels because these people are kind of fucking freaking me out. And a lot of people were like, no, you're just being paranoid and all this, and they're just whatever, they're, you know, freedom of speech and all that.
Well, TJ actually, remember you made the video warning about him, like, specifically that guy.
Yeah, and I was like, hey, this guy's putting videos on his channel where he's, like, doing target practice now. Maybe we should do something about this. And, you know, then, like, a week later, he went and shot up a school. I think he killed, like, 12 people or something crazy
amount. I think
it was
8 people, 9 people, something like that.
They were both foreign shootings that you were.
Yeah, and then, well, no, there
to,
was the other one wasn't
right?
a shooting.
Yeah,
it was
a sword.
It was a sword. It was he attacked some people with a sword. It was a fan of my videos that attacked some people with a sword. He like targeted Muslims and shit. And they
and
were
of
like,
course, it was TJ's fault.
And he listened to radical internet atheist TJ Kirk. You know,
yeah,
there's some other
dude they blame too. I forget.
In his defense, though, there is that classic Amazing Atheist video. You should literally go get a sword and butcher Muslims.
Yeah, I remember that one.
With over a million views.
I mean, that was symbolic, Paul.
Okay,
it was a metaphor.
Got it.
No, let's go back to this bitch's website here. This is, obviously her videos have been taken down. Here's the channel she did have. She had, I guess, 5 different channels. That's a Facebook as well. I wonder if that's still up. I don't know.
Nope. All removed.
All gone. She had a Farsi YouTube, a Turkish YouTube, a hand art YouTube, and an English. I don't know. It's gone now, so we'll never know. A couple instances.
Tased for not wanting to go to church services on
Easter. Good job.
That's what police say. This Valley mom.
Well,
it's not my fault.
God, TJ.
It's not my fault. Fuck you.
It's not my fault. The video is playing.
It auto-played.
It's society's.
I muted it earlier.
TJ.
It unmuted itself and played.
TJ, you're lying.
It unmuted itself?
Let's
yes.
read this.
Be aware.
Dictatorship exists. Okay, good.
Dictatorship exists in all countries, but with different tactics. They only care for personal short-term profits and do anything to reach their goals, even by fooling simple-minded people like TJ. Hiding the truth, manipulating science and everything, putting public mental and physical health at risk, abusing non-human animals, polluting the environment, destroying family values, promoting materialism and sexual generation in the name of freedom, and turning people into programmed robots.
Whoa.
Make the lie big, make it simple, can keep saying it, and eventually they will believe it. Adolf Hitler, .. There is no freedom of speech in the real world, in real world, and you will be suppressed for telling the truth that is not supported by the system. Videos of targeted users are filtered and merely regulated, or relegated, so people can hardly see their videos. There is no equal growth opportunity on YouTube or any other video sharing site. Your channel will grow only if they want to. If they wanted to, excuse me.
Whoa.
So she was rallying against, like, what? I mean, to be honest with you, that's,
YouTube is fascism. She got some screenshots here.
That is kind of fucking true, though.
My revenue
to some degree.
Here's a screenshot. She's like, my revenue for 300,000 views is 10 cents.
That is kind of shocking.
And that's not even. It's more than 300,000 views. It's 366,000 views. I mean, you know. So, I mean, that is bullshit. Obviously, that's not worth shooting some people over.
No.
I mean, I don't know. Let's be honest here. That's getting there. It's getting to shooting range.
Well,
there.
Well, that happened to TJ. He's made those videos like answering black people and stuff like that. Has like 1.8 million views and shit like that. And he made a bunch of money off it. But then YouTube changed all their policies, so you know can't make money off his videos. But TJ, I mean, luckily TJ's a fat, lazy, fucking neckbeard, so he's just like, I'm gonna post some shit on Twitter about how YouTube fucked me. This bitch didn't take a line down, though. She decided to fucking...
I guess not.
...take shit into her own hands. I mean, I don't really condone what she did, and I don't think it's going to make...
She looks like Gozer here.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to make any real difference.
I love... This is my favorite picture of her right here with this chicken.
Yeah.
I love chicken.
She's got the crazy eyes,
because she's just looking blankly forward like, I am holding a chicken.
She's kind of doing the same thing with the bunny there, too.
Yes, I am holding a bunny. Even, like, she's not, like, loving on it or interacting with it in, like, a fucking, like, oh, look at the cute little chicken. Look at the cute little bunny. She's just like, I am holding this animal and staring blankly forward.
Yeah, I want this animal to survive and not be used in fur trade. It's like, okay.
All of my videos are created by myself, and I have no help from others. All right.
Congrats.
Maybe you should have got some.
I mean, she's pretty buff, too. Look at that.
Yeah, she ripped.
She ripped. Look at that. She ripped. She jacked. She lifts, bro. She lifts, bro.
How much do you lift, TJ? You don't even lift, dude.
I don't even lift. I don't even lift.
Not even once.
I don't even lift, bro.
Not even one fucking time.
Why bother?
TJ lifts the fork to his mouth. That's about it.
That's it. That's all I need.
He does that. He got that fork. Oh, and his phone. Second.
1 second.
No, that's like interacting with you.
Except minus the 1 second.
Yeah.
Oh, no. If he wants you to his attention, he'll say that like 1 second. And he'll be on there for like 20 more minutes. And be like, TJ, I still need to talk to you. What? What are you attacking me about? Leave me alone.
Get out of here. No one.
Gotta be on my phone.
No one cares for you.
TJ, the smartphone addict.
Whatever.
Dude, he is. He's completely addicted.
Oh, my God. I've been to so many fucking meals with you where you're on your phone the whole goddamn time.
Because you're on
time.
Your fucking phone, buddy.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
That's bullshit.
Don't you fucking lie, TJ.
You're just as bad
Don't
as
you
I
fucking
am.
Step out of fucking line, TJ.
You ain't no fucking exception.
You want me to come over there and smack the shit out of you, TJ? Because I fucking
I will.
Will.
Hey, look. I'm a YouTuber, and I'm disgruntled, and I will shoot you, sir.
Whoa.
You don't have a gun, bitch, and I do. So fuck that
oh,
threat.
Oh, you don't know what I got, motherfucker. You don't even know about my fucking
You're
gun.
Not a loaded gun. I'm not even afraid of that fucking threat.
I've actually
TJ.
Never fired a gun, but you know
I
what?
I know.
I got a sword, bitch.
I have a gun. I win, bitch.
You ever seen Kill Bill? That ain't always true.
Kill Bill's a movie, TJ.
Yeah, well, you're about to learn how fact is fucking close to fiction, dude.
How fact is fiction? What?
It would be.
You're gonna learn fact is fiction today. Really? Fuck, dude.
Wouldn't it be pretty funny to watch?
Fiction, dude,
like,
I'm saying.
Wouldn't it be pretty funny to watch TJ try and load a gun to defend himself with it, dude?
Oh, dude, it'd be hilarious.
It'd be pretty awesome.
So, TJ, here's a handgun. Here's the bullets. Here's the magazine. Just load it up and kill me. All right, I got you dead, man. Oh, shit, how does it work? I give up. I'll throw the gun at you.
TJ gets, like, mad at electronics sometimes and hits them. Yeah. I've seen it happen.
That's true.
He yells at them even more often. Like, even, like, while we were setting up, like, when that just happened right now, when he accidentally played that video, he yelled at the technology, no! What are you doing? Stop!
Fucking
when
idiot.
You were setting this up, you were getting all the stories pulled,
That's
and you were like...
That's definitely a character trait I inherited from my father. Like, I'd be fucking sitting there, just watching TV or something, and I'd hear in the kitchen my father fucking in an argument with, like, the toaster. Like, it burned his toast one morning, and he fucking went on, like, this huge tirade. Fucking goddamn toaster, not even fucking... Blah, blah, blah. Shit, dude.
Oh, dude, you know what, though? I can't call you on that. I do that shit all the time. Like, Taylor could totally testify. Like, it's like something doesn't work. Fucking stupid fucking dishwasher, fucking piece of shit! Stop punching the dishwasher! No! Fuck this dishwasher! It's fucking with me! You know, it's like...
I don't really yell at things, but I will mutter at a piece of electronics.
Paul just goes to the mutter.
Oh, that's so true. I've heard Paul doing
that.
Try
my fucking patience, man. What the fuck?
What the fuck?
I'll see Paul put his phone up. He's like, fresh as he...
Fuck. This fucking thing. Paul's anger is way more...
Subdued.
Like, bottled in, like, fucking bullshit.
I have to do that. Like, Bruce Banner has to do that, dude. If I unleashed the beast, oh, my God.
Then you'd see some dark shit.
Unless it's in the morning and you just wake Paul up.
That's true.
Well, then the beast is there. You got to just steer clear.
Yeah, it's just like, Knock on Paul's door. Hey, Paul, this thing's going on. Yeah, thanks.
He's a hateful bastard, that Paul.
I am a hateful bastard.
All right, anyway, so I guess we got a little preview of this story earlier, but here it is. Phoenix woman uses taser on teenage son to wake him up for church.
That seems reasonable.
Yeah, you know.
Lazy little fuck wouldn't get up to worship the Lord on Easter.
I mean, because you'd really want to force your kids at the taser point to go to church.
Yeah.
I mean, look, they need godly instruction.
For not wanting to go to church services on Easter. That's what police say this Valley mom did to her teenage son. ABC 15's Nick Saletti just spoke to that mom just a short time ago who says the only thing she's guilty of is trying to get her kids closer to God.
You get me closer to God.
Wants to go to church, but instead of a pew, this Phoenix mom spent most of Easter in a jail cell.
Well,
rightly so.
I mean, she probably should be in there a little longer. She tased one of her children.
Well, you know, she's just trying to bring him closer to God, dude. Trying to bring him a little closer to Jesus. Yeah, that goes.
Let's see what she has to say.
All right. I'm sure it's going to be really fucking eloquent.
I don't think I did anything wrong because you're supposed to put God first.
Okay.
All right. Well,
you did nothing wrong.
You should have no access to children. You are a horrible fucking human being. And I mean, like, the fact you think you just did nothing wrong. Like, yeah, I tased my kids to try to force them to fucking believe in the same religion as me. But it's I didn't do nothing wrong because you're supposed to put God first.
That's child endangerment. And she should be convicted of that. I'm not saying she needs to spend, you know, life in fucking prison, but. Clearly, she's guilty of the crime.
Yeah, she needs to serve a little time, and she shouldn't be around children anymore. That's for goddamn sure.
There's no penitence there. Obviously, she just totally feels justified in what she did. Yeah, it was good.
Well, I'm trying to bring them to God because God. Only thing that matters in my life is God, and God.
The only thing that even matter is God.
It's just the surrendering of your free will to this higher power. You know, it's just that typical thing that some people do, and they just go, "Okay, well, it's all God. I'm doing it for God, so God accepts that." And God, you know, every bad thing they do in their life is justified because it's for God. Oh, I had to do that. Well, see, I had to rob that bank because I was trying to get money in for God, and you know, I had to promote God. And if I have more worldly possessions, then God's gonna be happy for me. So I did that for God. It's like, no, you did it for yourself. You selfish piece of shit.
She was just trying to electrify him with the Holy Ghost, dude.
What she was
just the power of the Holy Spirit.
Well, let's be honest. She fucking did it because the kid wouldn't fucking listen to her. And it's like, you're going to church. He's probably like, I ain't going. And it's like, yes, you are. You're going to go now, aren't you?
Did he go? That's what I want to know.
God first.
But Sharon Dobbins says her sons were putting their friends first. They did not want to go to services here at Greater New Zion Baptist Church. Instead, they wanted to hang out with their buddies all day. So when one of her sons refused to get up and get ready.
Wait a minute. Hold on, man.
Why is this news guy trying to fucking be like, you know, I mean, there's two sides to this.
They want to hang out with their buddies. So they want to do what every normal teenager pretty much wants to do, which is go hang out with their friends and have a good time. Or they can sit in a boring ass church service and be fucking told how they're going to hell all day.
I mean,
day.
To keep it fair and balanced, in defense of the crazy taser happy moron, it's like, what? No. What kid ever wants to go to church instead of hanging out with his buddies all day?
None.
And hang out and with his fucking crazy ass taser happy mom, too.
Police say Sharon tased him.
He was like, Mom, I'm calling police. I said, you can call police, UPS, DPS, whoever you want to call. Police were on the phone, and I told
UPS?
Call the police, UPS, DPS?
What?
Whoever you want to call, UPS, DPS.
You
want to
call the Pope? Call the Pope.
CBS, I don't give a fuck. NBC.
So, but here's the
1, 2, 3.
Here's the greatest irony of this whole story. Is did she think by tasing her son that in his mind it's going to positively reinforce, like, I don't want to go to church already. I'm going to tase you. I don't want to go to church. You're tased. Oh, I'm in pain. So that all that reinforced in his mind is, I don't want to go to church. My mom's a crazy bitch, and I want nothing to do with this.
No, this is good parenting.
She should just be like, you know what? Do you want to go to church or not at that age? And if he goes, no, it's like, okay, I hope you do want to go to church, and you should read more about it and maybe reconsider or something.
I mean, it looks
UPS, my mom.
My mom just tased me,
y'all.
I am Bundesh. I do not know what your package is. Do you have a tracking number?
I do not see an order for a taser, sir.
Now, you don't understand.
Her, I say, you need to be with Jesus right now.
Sharon telling us she brought the taser around.
And that is
God, by the way, Jesus,
that's what
everywhere.
That's what Jesus would want, right?
What would Jesus do? Tase the motherfucker.
Jesus said, "Lo, if your children do not come to me of their own will, tase them." Dude,
Jesus was known to flip some tables and chase people around with whips and shit.
If
so
if thy child boweth up, surely he shall be tased, dude.
It is true, dude. He chased them fucking moneylenders out of the temple, flipped all their tables, brandished a bullwhip. Jesus didn't fuck around. He didn't have a taser back in the day. If he had had a taser, he would have tased those fucking moneylenders out of the
Jesus
temple.
If Jesus wanted a taser, God would have given him a taser.
Only as a threat. Did you tase your son?
No, I made the noise with the taser.
Liar.
But I did not tase my son.
Liar.
But Phoenix police say the boy had two marks on his left leg.
Liar.
They arrested her and brought her here to the 4th Avenue jail, where she spent 12 hours.
No.
Why not longer?
Yeah,
it's not a serious offense. I mean, really, for most people's view.
I mean, it's assault and battery.
I'm not sure what she was charged
domestic
with.
Domestic violence?
Probably battery, or maybe domestic violence, something like that.
What a crazy bitch. Let's see. I mean, there's 22 seconds left. Let's just see what's in them.
Book on the correct way of parenting.
Now, the 16-year-old boy is out of the
house.
If
they had, you should fucking read it,
bitch.
Wait a minute,
but yeah, plenty of people have done that, though. There's literally there's shit tons of books on parenting. What?
Well, there's disc reviews on parenting, but the thing is that she should read some of those fucking books because she clearly is lacking knowledge.
I guarantee that pretty much none of them say...
And then tase the child.
And that's when it's appropriate to tase your child.
Maybe you should be the first one to do it, TJ. Maybe you should write a book on fucking parenting. You're like,
oh, it's
you know
too
what?
Late, dude. It's the first book that every parent reads. Oscar Finch's Don't Tase Your Kids and 11 Other Helpful Tips.
Oscar Finch.
Yeah, good old Oscar Finch had that figured out back in the day.
Staying with relatives for the time
being.
Like
Oscar Wilde.
Sharon says she's learned her lesson and hope.
No, she hasn't.
She said she didn't. I didn't do nothing wrong. And I didn't even tase him, even though there was clearly a taser mark on
Arizona 15 and based in Phoenix. You guys totally dropped the ball for your fucking
You got Arizona 15. ABC's Arizona 15 sucks dick.
Not only do they suck, their coverage suck, like the way they slanted it, they almost made the mom seem like a fucking victim. Like the mom was in jail for 12 hours. Yep. Like she tased her fucking son for not going to church. Now, if he'd been assaulting her or something, and it was used in self-defense, that's one thing. But to tase him for not wanting to comply with something as at that age, I don't know how old he is, 13, 14, whatever, he shouldn't have to go if he doesn't want to go. You shouldn't force your child to go to church if he doesn't want to fucking attend. At that age, he has the right to determine if he wants to do that or not.
Fuck Arizona 15, dude. These people suck dick.
Great news organization.
I'm actually kind of more mad at them at this point.
Yeah, well, they fucked this up worse than the mom did.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, at least she has the excuse of being a dumb bitch. You're an entire news organization. You're supposed to fucking know better than to fucking, like, weirdly take the side of taser mom.
They took... I have never seen a story like this where they actually took the side of the fucking douchebag in the story, but these motherfuckers did.
Oops, sir. Boys have learned theirs.
I told my sons this: honor thy mother, thy father, or the days will be shortened. That's my favorite.
In Phoenix.
Honor thy.
This woman's children.
Or the days
take
will be shortened.
Take this woman's children.
What do you mean the days will be shortened? That's a very disturbing, vague statement.
That's like, that sounds like a fucking like threat of like a death threat against your children made on the fucking news.
2 weeks later on fucking Phoenix's ABC 29. Hey. In a strange, bizarre twist, a mother of three that we covered last month for tasing her son has killed all three of her children. But in her defense, they didn't want to take a bath.
Oh, God.
All right.
Dude, don't you just fucking love how you get away with shit if you insert God or religion into it? If the woman said the reason for this was, you know, she was playing too many video games and she heard the video game tell her to do this, jail. But it's listening to God, so then it's okay.
All right. You know what, guys? Let's talk about something that actually matters.
Okay, let's do that.
Luigi's dick.
Okay.
Oh, shit, dude.
Luigi definitely has a dick.
Oh, damn, dude. My dick is bigger than fucking Luigi's flaccid.
And it's 3.7 inches flaccid.
Ha, Luigi, you small dick motherfucker.
Man.
But Luigi's got TJ beat, so at least he's got that.
What about you, Paul?
No, dude. My whole dick is as big as Luigi.
I see. Artists toil away at their creations, but at a certain point, they must let them go into the world, after which they cannot control how an audience receives and transforms their work. Case in point, the family-friendly video game magnates at Nintendo, who increasingly must deal with the fact that people who play their robustly designed flagship Mario games are extremely curious about their characters' genitals or genitalia.
Why wouldn't you be? I mean, like, you know, I mean, that's kind of a question, because you kind of see these blob characters, like, you know, and then as the designs have gotten better and the graphics have gotten better, it's a natural thing. Just like, what do they have? Does Luigi have a dick? I mean, how big is his dick? I mean, haven't you wondered that? Haven't you sat up at night, TJ, going like,
all right,
there's his bulge. There you go.
So this is why this is how people figured out he has a dick.
Yep.
Because of this picture, they looked.
Well, he's male. Of course, he's got a dick.
Well, I mean, you know, he's a Ken doll down there, you know?
No, he's not.
He's just a fictional character. So anyway, they fucking...
The Italian sausage, dude.
So they fucking look at this. They're like, you know what? Luigi's got a dick, dude.
Yeah, there's the math.
And then they fucking did the math. They fucking measured out the fucking racket and shit, compared the size... to figure out Luigi's fucking dick size.
Yeah, they already know Mario's. If you scroll up a little bit, it talks about how they found Mario's pert nipples. You see that?
Yeah.
Mario's pert nipples and Mario's penis in another game.
Well, who has a bigger penis, Mario or Luigi?
Newly uncovered text confirmed that Mario has a penis.
Oh, shit.
Oh, dude.
There he is right there with his fucking dick out. He's got a little dick.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. Mario's like TJ, dude.
Yeah.
That's why Mario's always keeping Luigi in the fucking background and shit. Because he knows Luigi's got a big old fucking meat hammer in his pants.
He knows that if he fucking
lets... You know what, Paul? Welcome to my fucking life, dude.
If he lets Luigi fucking pound that princess pussy even once, it's going to be ruined
for
his
over.
Little dick forever. So he's got to keep that princess's pussy tight.
This is like fucking, dude, Paul, this is like my life. TJ's fucking Mario, I'm Luigi, dude. I got a big old dick. TJ's got a tiny little pecker, dude. And he's always trying to keep me fucking down in the fucking goddamn world.
Yeah. You're always whining.
Always whining.
Shia LaBeouf is starring in a movie about Shia LaBeouf, but he won't be playing Shia LaBeouf.
Why would he be playing Shia LaBeouf? Let's be honest.
Lucas Hedges will play Shia LaBeouf, who's co-starring as his own father.
So he's going to play his own dad in a story about him.
That's even more fucked up, dude.
Hold on. Let's see this. You might think it's too soon for a Shia LaBeouf biopic.
Yes.
That's not, no, it's not because it's too soon. It's just unwarranted in general.
A biopic makes way more sense when the person has already died. I will say that.
Did anything of note other than being a drunken, belligerent shit actor asshole.
Well, it gives you a more complete picture of their life if they've already died.
Okay,
or if
you're
much older.
You're missing the fucking bigger picture here, Scotty. This guy doesn't deserve a biopic anyway.
You know what? No, I don't agree with that. I don't give a shit if the guy wants to self-fund a fucking vanity biopic. You know, whatever, dude. Let him fucking do it. Okay, TJ. Let's say you had $10 million and you could do it. Would you? You might do that shit.
No, I
would. Yes, you would.
No.
Banana,
yes, you fucking would,
the
dude.
The story of TJ.
Okay. As much egotism as you have, you're honestly going to tell me that if you had the opportunity...
He'd do it.
He would do it in a fucking heartbeat.
You would self-fund a TJ biopic,
I have so many
dude.
Other movie ideas I want to do other than a fucking vanity project about myself.
You would do it, TJ.
You know what? I make a fucking biopic of you, Scotty.
Good, do it.
It's going to fucking open on like a fucking giant pulsating fucking tumor on a rat's back in a sewer. And then someone's going to fucking catch the rat and squeeze it and you're going to fucking pop out. And that's going to be the fucking origin story.
I don't care, dude.
Little bastard.
Good.
That sounds like a better movie than this is probably going to be.
Hold on now. Let's fucking... This is going to be called Honey Boy, apparently.
Honey Boy.
That's a terrible name.
You might think it's too soon for a shot. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. But you'd be wrong. Honey Boy is adopting the actor's Just Do It philosophy and coming into existence whether you like it or not. Honey Boy.
Wait a minute.
What?
The actor's Just Do It philosophy, isn't that the Nike slogan?
Yeah, but he made that stupid video where he's like, don't let your dreams be dreams, just do it.
That's pretty much the same thing as the Nike slogan.
Well, maybe Nike should have hired him as a spokesperson.
I guess they should have.
LaBeouf will star in the film, but not as himself. The actor will play his father with Lucas Hedges. Let me see what this... I don't know who... Does anyone know who Lucas Hedges is?
I don't.
Is?
Never heard of him in a thousand
I might
years.
Recognize him if I see him, but...
There's nothing about him.
No, there's nothing about him here. You can Google him.
Yeah, I guess. I don't care that much. Whatever.
Neither do I.
Doesn't matter.
So he's going to play Shia LaBeouf.
Loosely based on the subject's life, the project is described by Variety as the story of a child star attempting to mend his relationship with his law-breaking, alcohol-abusing father.
God. This is so Daddy Issues the movie?
Over the course of a decade, yes.
Dog shit.
Why are you going to make Daddy Issues the movie?
Hedges, 21, is 10 years LaBeouf's junior. So... Yeah, I mean, like, LaBeouf's going to play this dude's father when he's only 10 years older than him. Whatever.
I actually want to see this because I want to see how much of an asshole he portrays his father as, which I'm assuming a monumental one.
He's built an impressive resume throughout his young career, earning an Academy Award nomination for his performance in Manchester by the Sea and most recently appearing in Lady Bird and Three Bill. I haven't seen any of them.
No, I haven't seen as
much. Blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Well, maybe he's a good actor. I don't know. It's a really stupid fucking project. It's just a total vanity project for Shia LaBeouf to deal with his daddy. Daddy didn't love me.
Honey,
daddy
boy,
was
dude.
A dick to me. And you know what's funny? Maybe that is his fucking problem. Maybe his alcoholic dad is the source of all this shit. But he's a fucking alcoholic piece of shit too. He's been arrested.
Yeah, because his dad though.
He's been arrested several
That's
times.
That's not his
for being
fault.
Drunk.
That's his daddy's fault.
At a certain point, you need
he's
to take
the honey boy.
You have to take responsibility for your own actions. Yeah, he might have had a fucked up childhood, but
That's
you know,
his daddy's fault, Scotty.
No, it's not his daddy's fault. At a certain point, you got to fucking be a man and stop fucking making excuses for your shitty behaviors.
You know, I knew Alabama was full of shit, but this is ridiculous.
Not literally full of shit.
Why trainloads of other people's poo? Can we just say shit, please?
Or like feces.
Poo-poo. Yeah, like why poo? Feces, you know, like feces or, you know, shit. Yeah, I mean, I just wish they just say shit because that's what everyone fucking calls it.
Yep.
Why trainloads of other people's shit have been rotting in an Alabama town for months.
Well, my question was how they even fucking notice it's Alabama.
Yeah. Right now, dozens of train cars carrying 10 million pounds of poop.
Poop.
Why is there human shit loaded in trains in the first place?
Well, let's find out.
Are stranded in a rural Alabama rail yard. Technically, it's bio waste, but to the... That's another word you could have used in the headline, by the way. But to the 982 residents of the small town of Parrish, that's just semantics. They want it gone. The load has been there for almost 2 months, and it's making the whole place smell like a rotting
animal
carcass.
That's a fucking huge load, dude.
252 tractor-trailer loads of poop.
I mean, I've smelled some fucking nasty shit in
my time. I mean, that's almost like a boogie shit, dude.
Yeah.
When he's done shooting up YouTube, he just takes a big shit in a train. In Alabama. Sorry, I don't know why I'm being mean. I mean, he's an all right guy, whatever.
Yeah, this town must be really pissed off usual smell of Alabama rotting shit.
I'm talking Boogie, dude. I mean, if Boogie takes a shit like that, I'm actually pretty impressed with that. Like, dude,
that is impressive.
Dude, you take a massive dump, dude. You don't sit there and kind of look at it and go, damn, man, I fucking... Look what I achieved.
Usually I'm disappointed. Usually I'll take a shit and I'll be like, damn, that was a big one. And I'll look down and there's like a few little like tiny rabbit pellets floating around in there.
That's because
like,
you have no fiber in your diet.
The hell happened?
I mean, usually by the time I look down, the train has already pulled away. So I don't get to see my shit.
To add insult to injury, it isn't even their poop. For the last year, waste management facilities in New York and one in New Jersey have been shipping tons of bio waste, literally tons, to Big Sky Environmental, a private landfill in Adamsville, Alabama. So New York and New Jersey are both so full of shit that they're shipping some of their excess shit to Alabama.
Good choice of a state to ship it to, though.
I agree.
You know what they need to do? Just ship that shit right on back. Back to fucking New York where it belongs.
Go dump it on the Statue of Liberty or something. Yeah, like, fuck you.
The Statue of Shit, dude.
But in January, the neighboring town of West Jefferson filed an injunction against Big Sky to keep the sludge from being stored in a nearby rail yard. It was successful, but as a result, the poo already in transit got moved to Parrish, where there are no zoning laws. Well, look, I mean, this Parrish town only has 982 residents, so couldn't they just pass the same bullshit and
pass
say,
a law banning the waste?
Yeah, this can't be here anymore. You're in violation of the law. Get the fuck out.
Furthermore, why don't they just come up with an environmentally sound process? Oh, no.
I love that.
Oh,
I love that quote.
God help us if it gets hot.
That's too good.
I'm gonna look at the weather in Parrish, Alabama right now.
I hope it's hot.
I hope it's hot as fuck.
I hope it's hot as fucking hell.
I hope it's hot as shit, dude.
the
rail yard. God help us if it gets hot.
The rail yard is across from a baseball field and next to the softball field. Oh, man. And Parrish only measures about 2 square miles and pretty much everything.
There's no escape. There's no escape.
He just piled fucking 90 tons of fucking shit on people. I love it, dude.
The whole fucking town smells like shit.
It's not too hot right now, unfortunately.
Ah.
It's only, let's see, 62 is the high.
I don't know. It says on Tuesday it got to 81 over there, dude.
That's, you can't. Oh, shit. Listen to this. You can't open your door because that stuff gets in your house. It's really rough.
What the fuck, dude?
This poor fucking town.
God, they keep telling us the situation is almost over.
The situation has come to a conclusion.
Not only that. The worst part about it, this is a bunch of Yankee shit, dude.
God help us if it's a bunch
of, it's probably a bunch of fucking conservative ass Southerners, and they're fucking being inundated with New York's and fucking New Jersey's fucking shit, dude. There's so much fucking shit there. It's like, we're gonna ship this shit somewhere
else.
You know
that New Jersey shit is extra.
Oh,
shitty.
Dude, all the cannolis and pizza and shit. These fucking goddamn fat ass fucking Italians and shit are blowing these fucking toilets up, and it's all getting shipped to this small Alabama town with no zoning laws.
And nobody's helping them.
And they smell so my fucking farts, Alabama.
Can't the mayor of this town go, you know what? We're passing a new fucking the city council's passing a law, or they're passing a law saying no storage of shit here.
You can't even open the door to your house and the shit gets in.
The shit just wafts in, dude.
The smell of shit.
The pungent good. Scent of shit.
It's too much, dude.
All right, so a heroic person attempted to save Jesus during a show. Theater goer attacks Roman soldier.
Yeah, I gotta stop the Romans.
To rescue Jesus from being crucified.
Okay, let's watch.
Yeah, mute the shit. Look at him. Okay, here we go. So Jesus is gonna get crucified.
From Jesus, motherfucker!
Step away from Jesus!
He already died for our sins, you Roman bastards!
Did this guy think that this is literally Jesus? That's the Roman soldier?
That's some of the best shit ever.
What?
Whoa.
Where'd you come from?
Yeah, where'd she come from?
Oh, shit, dude. This is kind of disturbing.
John Zeem, dude, is back.
She's taking over. What the fuck? I want to see that one more time. Yeah, just play.
I mean, the guy figured probably that like he was actually going to save Jesus this time. The story. All right, so we're back in time.
He's launching us with his spear.
Save Jesus! Save Jesus!
The fucking Roman legionnaires all start attacking him. Holy shit, dude!
Did this guy believe like he went like there was like a fucking temporal anomaly and he actually went back to the crucifixion of Christ? And
well, let's see what his
this is his shining moment to save.
I feel
the day.
Bad. I mean, like, and also he was too late to even save Jesus.
Yeah. He waits until Longinus stabs him with the spear.
Yeah.
Quiet down, you.
Yeah. Holy shit.
The drama unfolded during a performance of a biblical play with the attacker barging on stage screaming, "I am not going to let Jesus die."
What a hero.
But you were too late. You let him stab him, you moron.
Like,
even if you thought somehow what was unfolding before you was real, you were still too late to save Jesus.
Jesus is already dead. And not to mention, he didn't really stab him. He just pretended to stab him.
Video shows the moment. The unnamed man, I mean, I'm sure he has a name, leaps on stage in Nova Hearts Town Center in South Brazil last night to launch his surprise defense of the Christian Messiah. He then slams the head of the actor playing a Roman soldier with a motorcycle helmet before booting the captor clear of Christ. William Da Silva, the city's planning director, said that more than 1,000 people were in the town square watching, and at first no one could believe what was happening. He said the man leaped up from the middle of the audience and no one guessed what he was about to do. Witnesses reported the attacker was shouting he was not going to let Jesus die.
This guy's got
to
be mentally ill or something.
Yeah.
I mean,
here's the guy right here.
Yeah, looking
mid-breakdown.
Actors then rushed to subdue the man, who continued to lash out as fists flew. Meanwhile, the actor playing Jesus remained calm and in character amid the chaos, because he's a fucking professional.
Wow, dude.
Shocked director Adriano Ferreira who managed a company who manages a company of 80 actors said there are some things that are just inexplicable. We halted the play for a few moments, but no one had been injured. We decided to continue with the staging. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Wow.
I wish, I mean, like, it's Brazil, so they probably just took this guy behind a building and shot him in the back of the head, so.
Yeah, he's dead now.
He's dead now.
Yeah, you don't attack Jesus, dude. You don't attack fucking.
Well, he was trying to save
Jesus. He was trying to save him.
He attacked
Jesus. His heart was in the right place, but his brain was in another fucking dimension.
That was great, though. He thunked that.
He tried to attack
Jesus. That guy was lucky he was wearing that big fake Legionnaires helmet, because.
Dude, he fucking bashed that dude in the head with a motorcycle helmet, dude. That's fucked up.
You can kill somebody with that shit.
So, speaking, I mean, like, we've had a lot of religious violence stuff today. We had that guy fighting for Jesus. We had that mom tasing for Jesus. And here's a Florida woman who apparently attempted to set her boyfriend on fire during Easter dinner.
Why?
He probably didn't say grace, dude.
It doesn't get into that. Altamont Springs woman is facing attempted homicide charges after police say she sprayed gasoline on her ex-boyfriend and set him on fire Easter Sunday.
What the fuck?
Police say Siobhan Perez, 38, asked her ex-boyfriend to fix a leaking pipe in her bathroom while he was over for Easter dinner. While the man, who police haven't identified, was fixing the pipe, he told police he noticed Perez holding a container. When he asked Perez what was inside the container, she responded, "It's gasoline, you son of a bitch," according to police report. Perez began spraying the man with gasoline while saying, "You're going to pay," police said. The ex-boyfriend soon noticed he was on fire and began taking his clothes off and trying to extinguish the flames.
Like that. He noticed he was on fire, like, oh, shit.
I appear to be a flame. He noticed Perez was locking the front door to prevent him from leaving the burning apartment while spraying fluid on the living room floor. So she was trying to burn down the whole fucking place.
Yeah, she was definitely trying to kill him.
The victim, who was, well, I mean, obviously she was trying to kill him, but she... She was trying to burn down the whole fucking house, I guess. The victim, who was severely burned on his face, chest, neck, arm, and hand, was taken to Orlando Regional Medical Center, police said. Before firefighters arrived to the apartment, Perez ran back inside to save her dog. She suffered from smoke inhalation, had to be intubated and sedated at Orlando Regional Medical Center, police says. Perez faces charges of attempted homicide, arson, and kidnapping. She's being held at the Orange County Jail without bond.
Why didn't they just give her a slap on the wrist?
It's too bad they didn't have Arizona 15 doing this story, you know? But in her defense, he was kind of a car.
Dude, animal cruelty, like, dude. She left that dog behind. Like,
well, she ran back in to get it.
How dumb are you, though? I mean, she didn't plan this out at all. Like, this woman must be mentally unstable, because if this was really...
What gave it away? The part where she tried to light a dude on fire? Or
burned down her whole apartment with him in it?
Well, I mean, what I'm saying is that it wasn't like she... I doubt this was even premeditated, is what I mean. Like, she probably had him come over there, and she left her dog inside. She was trying to lock the fucking front door to prevent him from escaping. Like, she didn't think this thing through at all. You know what? If anything, this guy's lucky to be alive. If she was smart, she just would have bought a gun, been like, "Can you fix the sink?" All right. Shot him in the head, and then burned the house down.
Yeah, but you know what? Maybe she was high from snorting too many.
You know what all these stories really fucking show you is how incompetent people are at fucking achieving their goals.
Not this one. People are achieving this. What is the condom snorting challenge? Experts say teens search out dangerous trends. Scotty, you had a poll on your Twitter.
I didn't predict this one, dude.
You weren't able to predict the condom snorting challenge.
I had the lava challenge, the bullet catch challenge. That actually won. The bullet catch challenge is the
Scotty
next
one. Was trying to see what the next big teen, you know, trend was going to be.
I didn't guess right.
But he didn't get it. I'm going to pull up your tweet real quick, Scotty, because I think it's worthy.
Worthy of taking a gander at, because we may be hearing in a future episode of Flash Fried about one of these.
Yeah.
I think it's not as unlikely as it might seem based on what's going on here. Let me just pull that up. Here we go. This is Scotty's poll on his Kaiser Scoopy fucking Twitter account. Best new challenge for teenagers to try. There was the bleach chugging challenge.
I thought there's a strong possibility of that one.
21% said the swimming in molten lava challenge.
I think that's a good challenge.
14% said the dynamite challenge. I think it was a little unclear what that is. So maybe it should have been like, you know, dynamite up your ass challenge or something.
I was limited by characters.
Yeah, that's a shame. But the winner by far, the bullet catch challenge. So I'm looking forward to seeing the news reports like, you know,
the bullet catch challenge is catching on,
you know, new dangerous bullet catching.
And there's
trend.
Two ways you can try to catch it. You can use your hand or you can use your mouth.
Oh, what would the dynamite challenge be?
Well, I was thinking that you were trying to hold, you'd basically put the dynamite in your mouth and you'd hold it as long as possible and without, you know, before it exploded. And so you could hold it in the longest.
Got it. Who has the biggest balls?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, if you hold it long enough, you win. But I mean, you also blow your head off. So there's that.
You know, seems like a fair trade.
Parents in the know. Local parents are attending right now an informative class on dangerous online trends. Our Darian Trotter has insight on what parents are learning to keep their children safe.
Today we're going to talk about drugs, dares, and dangerous tech trends.
If you're not up to date on the latest advances in technology and you have aware of,
I want to see people snort condoms.
Actually pause the phone.
Why was everybody in that class like 80 years old?
This is dangerous
because they can't get actual teenagers interested in doing it.
Well, this
hold
is
on. I've seen videos of this condom shit.
Well, this
so.
Is to educate the parents.
So fuck the parents.
I mean, like, the people that were in that class look like their children should be in their 20s or 30s.
At least. I mean, it looks like they're...
Hold up.
Their fucking kids should be 40.
Maybe they're having kids late in life. Who cares, Paul? No, it's not a big deal.
So this is someone snorting a condom.
Yeah, here's the actual condom challenge, because I don't care about what the media is saying about it or any of this shit.
Yeah, that's all.
I just want to watch people snort condoms. This video may contain some images that are disturbing.
I'm doing the condom challenge and I'm going to stick this in my nose and bring it out of my mouth. No, it's not magic.
Yeah, no shit, it's not magic.
No, it's not magic.
No shit.
Who looks at it and is like, is that magic?
This guy does know that condoms are meant for your dick, right? Not to be snorted.
Watch me, baby.
All right.
What, they're not going to show anybody do it?
They are, don't worry.
Snort it, fat boy.
How brilliant.
Classic.
Well, this one looks like it's a little less harmful than some of the other ones.
Apparently it's not. They said it's potentially a life-threatening practice.
Waking up is potentially a life-threatening practice.
The potential of choking on the condom boat. Yeah, you could choke on it. It could go down your throat and you could choke, Paul. See, Dr. Amar Ali fucking warns against this behavior.
You know what, though? I mean, are we really going to be that sad?
No. If someone sticks a condom up their nose...
And they choke
or they die, then you know what?
You know what?
Just thinning out the herd a little bit.
Send that fucking Family of Darwin Award and be like, your kid
so
was a fucking idiot.
Thin out the herd. Let them snort their condoms and drink their bleach and eat their Tide Pods,
I mean,
man.
This is just further proof that our culture is just fucking intellectually bankrupt. I mean, time and time again, these stupid challenges, the anti-vaxxer shit. I mean, we live in a society now where it's like,
guys, have you tried the light your balls on fire challenge? It's great.
This is just further proof that parents don't fucking get it, dude. Like, since when have parents not been telling kids like, oh, don't do that. That's dangerous. That's silly. Kids like, dude, it's just another fucking.
It doesn't work.
Yeah, dude, come on.
The newest one is you inject fucking your balls with gasoline, then you jerk off and you cum gasoline, but you jerk off onto an open flame, you know?
Dude, pretty soon
the
all these fucking
challenge.
All these naysayer parents, when this Tide Pod shit and stuff catches on, they're all going to be doing it too and pretending like they were always cool.
Well, here's the problem.
Just like sagging pants and rap music, you know what I mean?
What teenager listens to their fucking parents? Like when all of us were teenagers, would our parents come to us and go, okay, well, don't do this and don't do that.
I don't remember eating Tide Pods or anything, though, you know?
Well, that's just now these people trying to compete. They see this shit online and it's like, you can do this crazy thing.
Yeah, they see all these other people getting all kinds of views and shit. I want millions of people to come watch me be a total fucking reckless moron.
I want to do one last story. I actually covered this on Abandoned Hope the other day, but it seems like it kind of fits in with what we're talking about.
All right.
So I just want you guys.
You know what I fucking love, too, about these stories?
To take a look at this.
Like, you hear about these stories where people do stupid shit, and then they'll be trying to recover from it. Everyone's like, they're supporting them in their recovery. It's like, they did something really fucking stupid. Why are we holding this person up as an example? This should be an example of why you don't do stupid fucking shit.
Well, that's how they use them afterwards. They're like, he's using his newfound joy for life to warn other kids not to swallow Tide Pods.
Shit. God, I can't find the good one. All right, I'll just tell you about it.
What was it?
There's this kid who ate. I mean, I guess he wasn't a kid. He was like 19, but he was at a party and he was dared to eat a garden slug, right?
Dude, that's what I was just thinking about.
And he got fucking
rat
lungworm.
Yep. And he was paralyzed.
And he got paralyzed. And it's
rat lungworm?
Yeah, it's like a parasite that was in the slug. And he got paralyzed. And it's like 10 years later now. And like, he's just in a wheelchair and he looks like this.
All because he ate a fucking slug.
Wow.
And it's just like, man, that's fucked. You paid a high price for a stupid little thing. So don't eat slugs. Don't eat Tide Pods. Don't snort condoms.
You know you should eat fucking food.
Yeah, fucking food.
If I was in that position, I'd eat another slug of a different kind.
Yeah, maybe the answer is more slugs.
A solid slug.
All right, thanks for watching. You guys want to see an even worse intro than the one that we ended up choosing?
Why not just save it for next week, dude?
To play us out.
There's no way.
To play us out, TJ.
I would never fucking use this for our intro.
Now we're using it.
It looks awesome already.
That's our new outro.
It's not.
The official outro.
This is going to be the... We're going to use this one as the outro.
Okay.
And we... please, if there's someone out there that could please, on my Twitter or Facebook, send me some better intros for Flash Fried, dude.
Not going to happen.
Please.
There you go.
Please.
Goodbye.
I love it. What are you talking about? It's amazing.
Best outro of all time.
Yeah.
Flash Fried.
That outro rocks.